poll, Representative Ted Budd leads Democrat opponent by 2.5% in North Carolina U.S. Senate race. By Nick Gilbertson on July 4, 2022. Representative Ted Budd, RNC, holds a 2.5% lead over Democrat candidate Sherry Beasley in the general election race for U.S. Senate in North Carolina, a Trafalgar Group poll shows. The poll asked likely general election voters, if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Budd, endorsed by former President Donald J. Trump in the Republican primary, drew 47.6% of the response, while 45.1% said they would cast a ballot for Beasley, a former Chief Justice of the North Carolina Supreme Court. Libertarian candidate Shannon Bray garnered just 2% of the response, as another 2.1% said they would vote for another candidate, and 3.2% remained undecided. The general election winner will replace outgoing Senator Richard Burr, RNC. Of those sampled in the poll, 36.6% were Democrats, 33.6% were Republicans, and those belonging to another party or had no party affiliation comprised the remaining 29.8%. Additionally, women made up 54.9% of poll participants, while 45.1% of respondents were men. According to the 2020 census, women account for 51.1% of the state's population. The Trafalgar poll follows a Signal poll released by the John Locke Foundation on June 23, which showed Budd with nearly a 5-point lead over Beasley among likely general election voters, at 45% and 40.3%, respectively. While just 3.2% of likely general election voters were undecided in the Trafalgar Group poll, the Signal poll showed a larger portion of the likely voters, 11%, had yet to decide on a candidate. Budd, a three-term U.S. representative for North Carolina's 13th congressional district, cruised to a primary win over the rest of the field, including former Governor Pat McCrory, RNC, and former Representative Mark Walker, RNC, as Budd secured 58.1% of the vote, per Associated Press election results published by the New York Times. Beasley took home 81.1% of the vote in the Democrat primary. Of note, the Republican primary had a greater participation level than the Democrat primary by more than 100,000 votes. The Trafalgar Group poll sampled 1,068 likely general election voters between June 29 and July 1 and has a margin of error of 2.9% with a confidence level of 95%.